right. Hi, you should both be on now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm Kira. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, of course. How are you doing so far today?
I'm great. I've just been wandering around Pike Place Market aimlessly. It's been nice. One of my favorite things to do when I'm in Seattle.
Oh, so you've, like, been here before?
Yes. I have an uncle outside of Seattle. I come visit him growing up. And, yeah, I just have always liked Seattle. I like the whole kind of Pacific Northwest, like, L.A. but colder. It's one of my favorite things.
I used to live down in California, and I immediately moved back up here for school. But nah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you planning on coming back in a few months? I know Billy is set to perform at, like, Deck the Hall Ball. Are you going to be...
Yeah, we have a show in, like, a month and a half, don't we? We have, like, a December show, I think, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll
That's
be fun.
So cool. Has it been, like, a lot of touring so far?
Oh, yeah, it's been nonstop, but it's been really fun. Like, they get more and more fun, and the venues get better, and the bodies get more enthusiastic. It's really wonderful. We always joke, you know, because it's like, we come off stage, you know, we're basically judging our own performance, you know what I mean? We're thinking, like, how did we do? And the real truth is, like, our audiences are so good that, like, we're so fortunate in either direction. Like, the worst, like, her worst audience is still, like, the best audience you've ever had. It's just that sometimes her audiences are, like, incredible.
That sounds so fun to be in, like, such a supportive environment like that.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And I've been opening on this tour, too. And, like, I swear, man, I could come out and, like, just say hi for 25 minutes. And they would just scream the whole time. It's really, it's, like, hilariously fun and, like, supportive. And it just makes you feel like you're incredible at your job, which is really nice.
So where's been, like, your favorite place that you've performed so far?
My favorite two cities to perform in the world are Boston and Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Amsterdam is just, like, the best. Like, it's such a wonderful place to be in general in your life. It's such a fabulous, like, city. And then the crowds there they just kind of match. They're just, like, really good crowds and really enthusiastic and really there for the right reasons. They're also pretty good singers. Like, all our audiences sing along, and in Amsterdam, they're kind of on key. It's pretty great. And then Boston, similarly, like, I had some relatives in Boston growing up, so I spent a lot of time there, and I love that city. And then just, like, man, they're just such good crowds. It's really alarmingly good. Pretty awesome. But Seattle's wonderful, too.
Thank you. Thanks for throwing us that bone at the end there. Oh, also Seattle.
No, we've loved, we haven't, you know, the truth be told, we haven't played Seattle that much. I think we played, like, is there a place called, like, the Crocodile or something here?
Yes. Oh, my God. I love the Crocodile.
We played that, like, a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was really fun. But that was, we played, like, an opening set for an artist named Ryax at Numos. That was really fun.
You've been around, So what's been, like, your favorite part of performing? Like, what song do you love the most? Like, do you love opening or, like, playing with Billy? Like,
well, with Billy, like, I love the whole thing, and I've built myself a really fun show to play with Billy. Like, all the parts I get to play on all her songs are really fun because I produced all of them. Like, I have a real kind of knowledge of how they all got put together. And because I did it, so I give myself all the fun stuff to play. And we also have a really good drummer, so that's all really fun. Right now on tour, I'm really enjoying My Boy. It's a really fun one with her, and then Bellyache is always just like a riot, super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then opening has been super fun because it's like I get to play a bunch of my own stuff, which is crazy, and the crowd is super nice, and that's a very different vibe. It's just me on stage doing some weird, like, processing with my voice and stuff. And then also, like, I find that, like, when you get off stage, you have kind of a post-show adrenaline rush. Like, I want to get back out there. And, like, I get to do that on this tour. I get to go back out, like, you know, 30 minutes later or an hour later. Pretty awesome.
No, it sounds really fun.
I basically run backstage and, like, change my clothes. That's about it. Pretty awesome.
And you're, like, out again. Wow. That must be exhausting.
Well, after the Billy show every night, I'm, like, wrecked. I'm, like, so tired.
I can imagine.
Which is awesome. But that's like the way, I'm sorry, I'm walking by a cement mixer. I'm jumping into a coffee shop really quickly. It's so loud. I'm so sorry.
No, I honestly can't hear anything. You're totally fine.
Okay, good. I'm trying to talk really loud, like, cut my hand and shit. Great.
No, you're all good. Don't worry about it. Are you still out, like, at Pike's Place?
No, I'm at a coffee shop now. That's great. Well, because as soon as you start to, I may have to do that in like 3 minutes, but as soon as you start to set up your stuff in the venue, like, it's sort of like you're locked inside for like 12 hours. And so I try to make a concerted effort to get outdoors.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's good.
At least it's a little bit Seattle.
Yeah, it's great. No, it's a good excuse to see a place.
So you, like, kind of touched on it earlier, saying that you've produced a lot of Billy songs. Like, what is that like with working with your siblings? Because I have a sibling who's the exact...
30 seconds. I'm going to order
You're totally coffee. Fine.
What was producing Billy stuff like?
Yeah, just, I have a sibling who's the exact same age as Billy, and I'm your age.
My gosh.
I can't imagine working with my siblings. That would literally be, like, my nightmare, as much as I love him. So,
are we the same age? Are we both 21?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And you have a 16-year-old sibling?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there are people pretty much just sort of, like, superimpose their own relationships, their siblings, onto our relationship, right? They're like, I can't imagine doing that. I'm like, well, you can't imagine doing that with your sister, you know, or your brother. It's definitely challenging, but I think we've turned a lot of the things that do make it challenging into, like, strengths for us. Like, you know how when you and your sibling, like, there's no holds barred in your opinions of something. You know what I mean? Like, you feel very free to talk about not liking something. And I think when you're collaborating, if you're working with a stranger, especially a stranger who you have a lot of respect for, it's easy to get lost in the minutiae of, like, I'm not so sure about that part. Like, I don't know how, I wonder if we could try something else. And it's all very kind of, like, polite and like, I don't think it's very effective. I think it's really effective if you're able to go, like, I don't like this, and then just kind of get past it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a really good way to make art that you both can feel really positively about. You don't really have to water anything down. And it does save time, too, just being honest about liking or not liking something. It's pretty awesome.
No, I guess I hadn't thought about it in that way. It's a really good point.
I say that, but, like, also we have days where we just, like, yell at each other all day, and that's okay, too. It just happens.
Yeah, so, like, how does working with Billy differ from, like, when you're producing your own stuff and writing your own music? Like, what's that process like?
Well, if I'm producing or writing for Billy, I'm just A&Ring her life, you know what I mean? I'm just, like, making sure that everything that we're making is something she's proud to stand behind and say, and something that she believes in, even if it's not a song that she, you know, lived through. You know, like, a song like Bellyache is kind of a fantasy song about, like, being a criminal and sort of, like, stealing money, and a little bit, like, you know, it's a little deranged, kind of, like, Joker-esque. But I think it was, like, you know, in writing that song, first of all, she wrote it with me, but it's, like, you know, if she during that song had said, I can't play this character, like, it's not me, you know, we would have just cut it. It wouldn't have been a Billy song. But she was like, I can play this character, I can be this person, you know? And I think those things are, like, you're either playing a character or you're playing yourself. And most of the time, Billy just gets to play herself. A lot of the songs we make, we work really hard to just make, like, fully authentic and honest to her. You know, even down to, like, when we used to do co-writes, like, you know, we'd, like, be in sessions with these, like, wonderfully qualified grown-ups, and they'd say something about, like, behind the wheel, you know? And Billy was like, I'm 14. Like, never driven a car. And I'd be like, yeah, come on. Like, you know, like, write a song she can relate to. And, like, to me, like, you know, she's literally, like, just the last 2 months has started, like driving, right? Because she's 16. And so, like, it just opened this whole, like, new world of, like, content to write about, which is sick. Like, that's how getting older and growing up should be. You should unlock sort of new things and topics in your life to discuss, talk about. So, you know, it's all like that. We wrote, like, this is a little confidential. I don't know if I'm necessarily supposed to say, but there's, like, a real, like, love song on her album. And, like, that took her, like, falling in love for the first time. Like, I wasn't going to, just because I've been in love before, it didn't mean I was going to thrust the love song on her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It took her really feeling those things and going through them and, you know, being able to convey them honestly. And then I was like, all right, well, then this is your song now. It's true. So, and we wrote it from her experience. It's pretty awesome. But, yeah, and then I think on my own front, it's like a very similar, you know, approach, but just, you know, thinking of myself as sort of someone else, you know what I mean? Like, I think of myself as, like, the character, kind of, and I go, like, you know. But, yeah.
So do you prefer writing from, like, that character perspective versus your own, like, self-experiences?
Probably self-experiences I prefer, but they both make each other really fun. They make the other better. I would just say that, like, when you write from your own experiences, like, that song feels really good to sing. And when you make up a song, it's, like, it's also fun, but it sometimes can resonate with you less. Like, if you can just write something that really, like, you sing it and you're just like, yes, I mean this. That's a really good feeling. So I guess just anything that you feel passionate about when you write, that's the best thing to write.
Mm-hmm. No, that totally makes sense. So then, talking about your music, like I mentioned earlier, we're the same age. How did you get to be good at, like, producing and writing music and all that stuff? Like, I'm not good at anything. Like, how are you so talented at stuff?
That's so mean to yourself.
It's that's very
nice of you to you. I started so young. I started at, like, 13. I was just, like, spending all day trying to produce, and I was so terrible. And I just, like, kept doing it all the time for years and years and years. And then, like, when I was, like, 18, I made Ocean Eyes, and people decided it wasn't terrible. Like, I hadn't even decided it wasn't terrible yet. I was like, I don't know. And other people were like, no, this is good now. And I was like, okay. And that was, like, you know, it's like, that was kind of the start of it. But, man, like, I don't feel like I knew. I still don't necessarily always feel like I know what I'm doing. But I kind of love that because, like, I definitely have friends that, like, went to, you know, recording schools and college and, you know, for music production. And, like, they definitely feel like when I talk to them, I'm like, you're a little entitled. Like, they just feel a little bit to me, like, above things that I still don't feel above. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they feel like, well, because I've, you know, had years of education in this field, like, I would never engineer someone else's session. And to me, I'm like, man, like, you throw me in a room with, like, someone I idolize, I'll sweep the floor. Like, I don't care. You know?
No,
but
totally,
yeah,
that's
definitely, like, years and years of, like, just being very terrible.
Okay, good to know there's some potential that I can eventually be good at something.
Oh, my God.
Going off, like, what you said earlier with, like, people you really admire or inspired by, like, who would you say are artists that really inspire you?
This past 18 months, I've definitely been, like, super inspired sonically by Bon Iver. Love his music. And, in fact, there's, like, one very specific kind of nod to his production on When the Party's Over, the song Billy and I just put out. And kids have kind of been picking up on it, and I have, like, I'm, like, fully not trying to deny that. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, this reminds me of a Bon Iver song. And I'm like, yes!
That was the point.
Yeah, I was inspired, and I felt like the only thing that was authentic was to go, like, I'm obsessed with this, and, like, you know, without ripping him off, like, I'm going to do something that, you know, he inspired. Bon Iver's huge influence currently to me. I grew up listening to a lot of, like, John Mayer, and then a lot of, like, I've just been revisiting, like, this past couple months, Demon Days, the Gorillaz album, with great joy. I just love that record. And, like, a lot of, like, the drum production on Let's Fall in Love for the Night is, like, a real kind of feel-good ink drum part. Just, like, super thumpy kicks and snare and, like, a really compressed vocal over top of that. Really fun thing to explore. I think those are probably, like, I grew up listening to, like, a lot of bands. Like, I was in bands in high school, and I think I definitely, like, reflected that in the shit that I was, like, listening to. I listened to a lot of, like, The Strokes and Two Door Cinema Club and My Chemical Romance. And like, yeah, I love, yeah, I'm a big band fan. I'm walking through Pipe Place and I just smelled like the best smelling smell. I think it's this Piroshki place.
Oh my god,
so
Piroshki. That place is hella good.
It smells incredible.
The line is usually really long though. Otherwise I would advise getting Piroshki.
It's not that long. I think I'm gonna go in.
You definitely should. They're really good.
Yeah, I gotta get some. It smells too good enough here.
Yeah, plus it's like lunchtime. You deserve a Piroshki.
I just woke up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we are. To where your schedule is very different.
True. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you go to sleep at like 3, like up at like 11 straight.
Oh my god. That sounds
yeah,
so
pretty
exhausting.
Awesome. It's pretty awesome. I don't know, that's kind of how I would like want to wake up at home anyway. I just feel like when I'm in LA, I'm like compelled to get up and like start my day, go on a hike. But on tour, you just like wake up on a bus and you're like, oh, I'm here.
I'm like, no, I have to sleep in. It's required.
Yeah, you do kind of feel that way. You're like, I don't have an option. I must do this. And this whole place smells ridiculous. I'm so excited right now.
Right, they're so good. They've got, like, dessert ones. I would recommend grabbing one of those. They also have a lot of, like, meats and things. I've never tried one of those, but
yeah,
I've heard
I'm vegan, so I'm going to see if they have anything vegan, which I bet they don't. So I may just get, they have a potato and mushroom thing. I'm going to get that. That looks awesome.
Ooh.
That looks incredible.
You'll have to give us the review.
I'll be on air. It'll be great.
Okay, so next thing. On Twitter a few days ago, you made a playlist called Cuffing Season, and it is multiple songs that are yours or ones you've worked on. Do you listen to your own stuff and put it on playlists?
Well, I do listen to my own stuff to try to improve. I try to, like, learn from things I like, learn from things I don't like, and then, also, just fully transparently, it's another way to drag people into listening to your stuff. You know what I mean? You go like, hey, I made a playlist, and you put your own shit on it, and then there's a, you know, reason for them to listen to your music. So it is on its baseline a promotional tool, but I really do care about other music a ton, and so I like to sort of shed light on a bunch of other songs.
Okay, I was just wondering, this is interesting. This is a good playlist.
Right, can I get one of these potato and mushroom? Take that. I've gotten one. And I'm handing her, this is my one-handed. Great. Okay, I've gotten my Piroshki. I'm very excited now.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's very sweet of you. I don't know. It's a funny thing because I think ultimately I grew up making music that nobody gave a shit about. And so I totally listened to it. I was like my target audience. and I think that Billy and I, you know, we, like, in making her album and making, you know, my own album this year and making other artists' albums, it's like, it's really easy to let expectations really settle in and grab you and to try to start feeling compelled to make music for the people who started to enjoy your music, if that makes sense. There's so many people that you suddenly are trying to please. And it's really important to remember that, like, when you started to make music, you were pretty much just trying to make yourself happy. And I think that, like, we try to never lose that in our music. Like, you know, we're making this album for Billy right now, and, like, it's taking a long time because it's a full-length record, and it's just take a while to get right. But we're, like, we love the songs on it. Like, we love listening to it. And that, to us, like, the testament to the fact that we're on the right path because we think it's good. You know what I mean? I think when you make something, and even like sometimes you get kind of spooked out on stuff. Like we made When the Party's Over, we sent it into our A&R team and our management, and nobody had any notes, and we were very spooked. We thought we must have done something wrong. You know, they usually have really good opinions that they give, and they're helpful. And that case, they're like, nah, we're good. Like, sounds great. And we were just like, okay, what? And we were like really nervous suddenly, which is so funny because, like, really should have just been like, sweet, nailed it.
Yeah, like, that's the goal.
Yeah, but it definitely, like, we definitely, like, then overthought it for, like, a month. So I think we do try to just make music that we feel really proud of and really excited to play for. And we also, like, truth be told, like, we don't really, like, turn in shit that early. Like, a lot of people, like, I have friends that'll, like, send their management songs, and it's, like, just started. Like, it's, like, a fucking, like, guitar and a vocal, and they'll send their management the song. And, like, I want to send in stuff that's, like, if no one has a note, it just, like, comes out. You know what I mean? That feels really good to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Going off what you said earlier, you mentioned you were working on Billy's album and also your album.
Yes.
What's going on with those?
Billy's
what are you
album,
allowed to say?
Well, with my own music, I'm allowed to say whatever the fuck I want, which is great. with Billy's music, there's a little bit more smoke and mirrors involved, which is great also. And I'm a big believer in, you know, sort of anticipation and surprises and stuff. I would say that on my own front, I'm really excited. It's an album that I've been wanting and trying to make for years and years and years, and I feel like I'm starting to get it right. And then with Billy, it's just like, I mean, it's like my favorite thing I've ever been involved in is just making music, you know, with her and with myself. And like, she kind of A&Rs my own records. I play her all the stuff I'm working on. Like, what do you think? What can I change? And she gives great feedback. But yeah, soon, I mean, Billy and I just put out another single from her upcoming record. And there's maybe one or two more tracks from that, and then there'll be an album and, you know, a lot of touring next year. that's kind of what I'm allowed to say. But there's definitely, like, we're going to be on the road, which is going to be awesome because it's so fun.
Is that, like, your favorite part of the whole process is, like, being on the road?
I feel like it all makes the other better. Like, being on the road makes being at home better. Being at home makes being on the road better. If you do too long on the road without being home, like, you kind of lose perspective and you kind of feel like Groundhog Day a little bit. You wake up and play the same show and do the same shit. And then when you're home, you know, you kind of forget that what you're making is good. we were working on Billy's record in, I guess August, and we had someone from her publishing company come over, listen to it. And we were like, why are they coming over? Like this album's trash. Like, I don't know. We've just been, like, really hard on ourselves for a second. And he came over and his jaw was, like, on the floor. And we were like, oh, yeah. Like, it was really, like such a wonderful reminder that we had just completely lost perspective of what we were doing. Because, you know, you just work really hard on something. It's kind of like what you're saying. Like, you just, like, you're always trying to beat yourself. And so I think, like tour, if the tour is going well, is, like, a full gratification for what you've been doing at home, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you made art that people liked, and that's so sick. Like, it's so dope that happens. And then vice versa, you know, I think when you're at home, you're like, now that we tour so much, we definitely make music for touring. We make, like, songs that are, like, the right tempo for people to, like, jump up and down to, and songs that have, like, real sing-along moments. And it's really informative. It's really wonderful.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Last question. What's the piroshki like?
What was that? What?
What's the piroshki like?
It's so good. It's really good. It's like potato and mushroom. I'm really enjoying it.
Good to know.
I'm a big fan.
It's
very, like, it's like exactly what I was hoping it would be. It's like warm. It's like a designer hot pocket. It's great.
You should definitely pitch that to them as, like, their new tagline.
Designer hot pocket?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I wouldn't have gone in, though. If it said designer hot pocket, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I wouldn't have wanted it. I wanted it.
That sounds like trash.
You know what? Honestly, this doesn't taste anything like the thing I was smelling, because I was smelling, like, one of their pastries. but it's so good. Not mad at all.
Well, yeah, that's everything I have for you.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me. It's really wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, no, same here. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to seeing the show tonight.
Oh, sweet. What's your, do you have an Instagram?
I do.
I'm going to follow you on Instagram. You can DM me when you're there. If I have a second, I'll come say hi.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Awesome.
Are you, like, ready for it, or?
The show?
No, for, like, me to say my Instagram.
Hang on, let me put you on speakerphone and then type it in.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, all good.
What is it?
So it's hey.
T-A?
Like, hey, like H-E-Y.
Gotcha.
It is?
Yes.
And then Kira, C-I-A-R-A.
You know, if you type, hey, it is, you're the first result.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Yeah.
My Insta fame.
Pretty famous. Well, it's so wonderful to meet you.
Through
ordering cold brew and also through ordering Piroshki. It's very sweet of you to let me have such a casual call with you.
Yeah, no, of course. It was very fun.
Awesome. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you tonight. I think I can go on around, like, I think we're on, like, 8. I can't remember.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have a lovely rest of your day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.